It's showtime.
Hello, welcome to Did You Watch Survivor Last Night? My name is Jake Shadow. This is a podcast about reality television and friendship in which I ask my best friend, Thomas Powell, TP, if he did indeed watch a certain reality show last night. Hey, Thomas, how's it going?
I'm good, man. I'm pumped. It was touch and go there for a minute, but
yep.
I'm just really proud of us that we finished, you know?
We did it.
We could have ducked out a lot earlier, but we made it all the way to...
It looked like we were going to have to for early on. It's like, are we still doing this?
So, I already know I'm in the points lead, so
So you're good.
It was a tough decision, but I regret to inform you that I'm taking all of the podcast money for myself.
No, I worked so hard for all that podcast money.
You can't be on the podcast anymore. I'm sorry,
Jake. Oh, man. I'm really upset now.
Look, this is nothing personal. This is a very tough decision for me to make, but, you know, I just have to take this opportunity for myself, you know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you referenced it already, so I'm going to assume you did, but I'll ask you anyway. Did you watch the challenge last night?
I did watch that. It was, I had mixed emotions. There were some things I really liked, some things I didn't quite like so much.
Yeah, that's every season of this show.
We'll get to that.
First things first, this week's episode was called Split Decision, which is on par with the rest of the season's episode titles, I think.
That's a solid episode title.
Yeah, it's fine. It's kind of like the first one you pick for something like this, though, I think.
Yeah, whoever wins the... or whoever has the highest individual point total for these teams is going to have a real split decision.
Mm-hmm. They should have called it Sophie's Choice. They should have cast somebody named Sophie and rigged the game in her favor so that she could get to the final and be like, this episode's called Sophie's Choice. Because
that seems like a lot of effort for an episode title. That, frankly, most people are never going to see. Because if you watch it when it airs, you don't see the episode title.
I don't think they have it on the television, but
no,
they have
it
on the internet.
It would be on, like, the guide, I think. But
yeah, the TV guide.
Yeah.
I hear you, but I'm just saying, in the future, maybe next season of Real World, get somebody named Sophie on there, make sure she's an athlete of some sort, and get her on every season of the challenge until she gets to the final and has to make the same decision that these guys did and call the episode Sophie's Choice. This is like a 3-year plan.
It's a thought, MTV. It's a thought.
Just, you know, pay me to produce your show. Because I'm obviously doing a great job. Do I need to tell you about Same Names again? It's a great idea for a season of this show.
Same Names and Rhyme Crimes are still on the table, MTV.
Yeah. I know you haven't started filming season 29 yet. I've been keeping up with the forums. You could make it Same Names. I know a lot of people with the same name. You could just... hey. Come on the show.
Challenge, season 29. Same Names.
They still use, like, really intense music. Like, but everybody has the same name. You get it? Same Names.
Each team will be composed of two competitors with the same... bum, bum, bum. Name, bum, bum, bum.
It's the challenge. Same Names. Cool, TJ. Thanks.
Wouldn't it be great if they had, for Same Names, they had two hosts and they just found another host named TJ so that they had two
TJs? That's
a
great idea. That's, they dressed exactly the same and spoke at the exact same time.
This shit organizes itself, MTV. You don't even have to put any work into it.
It's super easy. You just, like, pull a name from the Wikipedia page of your show and be like, oh, Wes. Let's grab another person named Wes.
Yeah.
Or something.
Go back into your real world and, you know, Are You the One and Road Rules, Rolodex. Mm-hmm. Rolodex. And just find people with the same names.
I'm going to go Road Rules a Dex. I feel like that one is better.
Well, you're wrong. But look, they've got a deep bench for this sort of thing.
Yeah,
plus,
they do.
Maybe you get some new faces with the same names.
Same names. That's the name of the show.
Oh my god, that could be the tagline. New faces, same names.
Oh, that's a great idea. And then, of course, there's going to be same names too, which is going to be great because same names too is just going to have the same name as the original same names.
Same names too is the same teams, but they just add one more member to the team that also has the same names. It's teams of three. There's three hosts named TJ.
Oh, man. All dressed exactly alike. All speaking
at the
same
time.
They
all are required to wear matching uniforms.
They all just say, it just says Torque. It says Torque, like, really big across all three of their chests. Just like one person has a shirt that says T-O, one has a shirt that says R-K, R-Q, and the last one says U-E. It's a great idea.
I love every bit of this.
But Same Names is not yet in production, unfortunately. I don't know what they're waiting for.
Yeah.
They should get on that.
TBD on
idea.
That one. It's in development.
We're still talking Rivals 3. As you might recall from last episode, we started the final, but we did not finish it. So we start with them racing to the next checkpoint, and fucking Vince and Jenna are in first place because Sarah apparently is a very slow runner. And Banana says it's okay, it's a marathon, not a race. Which, Bananas, do you know what words mean? Because
yeah, marathon is a race, bro.
Yeah, generally speaking, that's a type of race. And also, it's probably not more than a marathon. It might be more exhausting than a marathon, but I don't think they're running the same distance. Because a marathon's 26.2 miles, and I think I heard that the mountain they ran up was, like, around 3 miles. So it's not a marathon. It is a race. You're wrong.
I think that's one of my favorite things on, like, this style reality show, is just malpropisms of people attempting to say common phrases and fucking
yeah.
them up.
There was somebody who was especially bad at it. I can't remember what show it was. It was either this show or Survivor, but they just got it wrong every single time. Or maybe it was like a joke on a sitcom. Anyway, this has happened before. This
yeah,
is a new segment called Jake Forgets Things.
They used to, when it was before they were the starters, when they were just the Basketball Jones, which is a very popular NBA podcast. Now they work for the NBA and they have a podcast and show on NBA TV. One of the hosts, J.E. Skeets, would do this constantly, and so they started doing segments called Skeetsisms that were just him getting common phrases wrong.
That's fun. I wish I could remember who I'm thinking of, but I can't right now. It doesn't matter. So Vince and Jenna take first in the running part of it. Sarah and Bananas, second place. Team Princess takes third place. Oh, hey. You know what? I just realized the final episode of this season of The Challenge, your initials are the same as Team Princess's initials. TP.
That's correct.
I can't believe we haven't talked about that. Is that why you like them so much? Because
well,
you're the same?
Jake, yours are the same as Johnny and Sarah.
That's true. But, I mean, they don't have a clever little name.
Live with that on your conscience.
That's okay. Part of that is okay.
I mean, conscience is just con science, am I right?
You're telling me. Devin says...
Boy, howdy. I tell ya.
Devin says, don't ever doubt the underdog. Cool quote, Devin. So they have to rappel 250 feet. Sarah and Banana rappel the fastest. Team Princess rappels the second fastest. Vince and Jenna take third place in that. And then at the next checkpoint, they have to do, like, a memory match game thing. Sarah and Bananas finish first, and then go off to the side and, like, talk about the game. And it's like, Bananas says to Sarah, if anyone has to worry about fucking anyone over, you're the one who's done it to me in the past, not me.
Red flags shooting out of his body.
Yeah, remember how this guy is real shitty all the time? We should have seen this coming.
Well, then they hit the match game portion of it, which is where they've got one contestant sitting with the host TJ, and then they've got in different booths where they can't see them other contestants. And they have to answer sort of cute questions about,
yeah.
you know, whatever. Maybe it's a little raunchy. Maybe there's some sex-based questions.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you can give some real charming answers for that sort of thing. There's some ribald humor.
Yeah.
I wish that was what they did. That's not what they did.
That would be fun. Just, like, in the middle of a final, it's like, hey, we're going to pretend we're on a game show now. Like, a different game show than the one we are on. So, after their little rappel down the mountain thing, they have to enter an abandoned mine and pick up the pieces for their next checkpoint. And inside the little tubes they pick up are puzzle pieces, and they have to complete the mine's logo. The pieces are like little wooden slats. Vince somehow finishes this puzzle first, which I was not expecting. I was expecting him to be there for 8 hours trying to figure out this puzzle, but he got it first. And then he destroyed his puzzle so no one could see it. No one could see it anyway, though, except for Jenna, his partner.
One step forward, two steps back. I'm smart. I'm going to do this really dumb thing.
Yep. Runs in the family. Bananas completes his puzzle upside down. So Sarah has to help him out and make it work. They finish first. Vince and Jenna finish second somehow. Team Princess, third place again. And then they have to run to a zip line and meet TJ at the base of the mountain they're going to have to climb. And that's when Sarah starts coughing. She's getting a little sickness. She's down with the sickness.
Wah-ha-ha.
There we go. So one team member must stand on a stump at all times while the other person sleeps in the tent. Whichever team member stands on the stump for longer wins 2 points for them. So it's a
pretty
big deal.
Pretty big deal. While the other one gets to sleep in a comfortable tent.
Yeah. So the boys stand on the stump first. The girls swap in after like an hour. When the boys swap back in, Devin asks Cheyenne if she can stay on for another 20 minutes, and she does. And Banana's like, oh man, it's all part of your master plan. You're going to take all the money. And she's like, what? You're doing the exact same thing. You know, I don't like Bananas.
No, he's a piece of shit.
Yeah, he's... You know, another thing, I mean, it's been present, like, throughout the season, but this episode especially, I noticed it, is all of his talking heads have become... He's like the Greek chorus of this show. They'll, like, cut to him for insight onto whatever is happening in the game constantly. Everybody else has, I don't know, 2 or 3 talking heads on episode. He has 2 or 3 talking heads between commercial breaks.
Yeah, like he's on there constantly.
But he's also been doing it for, like, nearly 10 years, so he knows what he's doing, so I get it. And it makes it easier for production to, like, I don't know, build the show. But I'm so sick of hearing his voice. I don't like his voice or his face.
Yeah, not a big fan of any of it.
Yeah. So Sarah wants to trust that Bananas will split the money if he wins, but she's nervous. Yeah, Sarah, you're a smart lady. TJ shows up around 7 o'clock in the morning to give everyone a hearty breakfast, as he says. And Vince says, I'm hungry, but not hungry for what's on those plates, considering my partner only eats chicken nuggets and Skittles. Pretty good quote from Vince, I'll say. He's got some diamonds in the rough. Devin cuts all of his food into tiny pieces so he can just swallow them. Pretty smart move there, Devin. And then everybody pukes. A whole lot. A
lot of puking.
Isn't that always fun?
The puking noises are really the best part of it.
Oh, for sure. So Vince and Jenna take first in that. Bananas and Sarah take second. Team Princess, though, gets a 20-minute penalty because they had some plates left over after their time. What was it, an hour?
Sure. Something like that.
And then they have to climb a mountain, which is 14,000 feet high. And Vince has to sit down a bunch while climbing the mountain. Cheyenne also struggles a lot, but Devin is supportive. That's nice. And Devin says when they're talking, yeah, they're a great team. They're perfect together.
He's very good at keeping her motivated in, like, a very positive, kind of friendly way. Like, he's just good at talking her back up.
Which, yeah, that's very surprising. Like, if you had seen his season of Are You the One, it would... you would never expect him to be the super cool dude because he was like the shittiest person on that show.
Very supportive teammate.
Yeah, but he's got some money to win. He's going to be good. He says in a talking head, if Cheyenne wants to quit, I will pick her up and walk her up the mountain. Yeah, he wants to win that money. Cheyenne says, I really got to take a shit, but my parents will kill me if I take a shit on TV. I love Cheyenne.
It's not even like, I can't even call it like a regular shit. It's just like hot lava. Yeah, because he's like, if you got to like sit down ever, if you've got to pee, if you got to take a shit. And she's like, I really do actually have to take a shit.
Vince says that his quads are locking up and he can't breathe. And then way far down the line, Bananas yells as they're like crossing the valley, and Evan thinks it means that they finished, so that they're close to the end. And he's like, "Look, we're close to the end. We're going to finish soon," and that helps him go forward. Bananas and Sarah obviously make it to the top first. Bananas says, "On one side of me is saying we've overcome so much, and the other side of me is saying, remember what she did." You guys made up. Remember that?
It's also not the same thing at all. This is so much worse. Like, she eliminated you in regular play. This is so much different. You depended on her to get to where you are, which is not the case in the previous scenario. You were two teams competing against each other.
Yep. So Vince and Jenna make it to the top second. Team Princess reaches the top third. And immediately Cheyenne says that she shit her pants.
I did, like, I don't know if it was Vince or Bananas that said, it's like, well, it's not a final till you shit your pants.
Yeah, I think it was Bananas. Yeah, because Vince hadn't seen a final before this.
That's true. I thought that was funny.
Yeah. Did you catch the interstitial little bit they had?
No.
So, Vince, Bananas, and Devin are standing on the stump part of it, and Devin is like, yeah, you know, to kill some time, like, this would be boring if people didn't have stories to tell. And so you see Bananas just, like, telling stories from his days after being on The Real World. And you can just see Devin's face, like, losing interest as he tells, like, seven different stories. And he just looks at the camera and goes, this is so fun for me. Like, the most deadpan thing. It was so good. So then they go to the bottom of the mountain. TJ announces that third place goes to Team Princess. What a surprise. I wish that wasn't the case, but oh well. Devin points out that they are the first people from Are You the One to place in a final, so that's exciting. Second place goes to Vince and Jenna. First place is Bananas and Sarah. And then TJ announces which team won, or which team member won the most points on each team. Team Princess, our team, Devin scored more points. And he turns to Cheyenne and says, Cheyenne, I'm really sorry. I'm really sorry. I couldn't have won us more. And then he splits the money.
Yeah, and he's like, I could never. He's teammate. Like, I love you, and I could never do that to you.
Yeah. And then Cheyenne says to him, thanks, princess. They're called Team Princess because they're both princesses.
Yep.
And I love it.
So good. I love Team Princess so much.
I know. The challenge, like, Twitter account posted something, like a promo tweet for the finale. And it was like a little 3-second clip of something they were doing. And I was like, oh, they're my favorite. I hope that they come back and are on the same team again.
I know. They're just adorable. Like, I just love, Cheyenne is so adorable. And I am so protective of her. And Devin really just, I did a complete 180 on him. I hated him. And now I do respect him.
Yep. Yeah, they're real good together. They kind of referred to it a couple times throughout the season, but I guess Devin wanted them to, like, date outside of the show, and she wasn't interested. So maybe it means they can be on X's 3 together, which means, you know, we can't have Devin and Camilla, and we can't have Corey and Cheyenne, which would be a bummer, but also,
those guys already had their own thing. I don't want to see them together. That's, like, I think that as a platonic relationship, I am much more into that.
Yeah, for sure. Ooh, there's an idea. Platonic relationships. the challenge, platonic relationships. It needs a new name.
Yeah.
But it's a good idea.
No, get Devin and Camilla and Corey and Cheyenne. I'm fine with those pairings.
Honestly, I think I'd rather see Corey be with Anissa on in X's. I feel like that team would be better.
I'm all
about Corey and Cheyenne. Like the CNC Fuck Factory forever, but I wanna see our boy win. And I don't know if he's gonna win with Cheyenne. He'll win with Anissa. Mark my words. He's gonna win with Anissa.
Sure.
Okay.
I mean, that'd be great for Anissa.
Yeah, finally. After like 20 years of being on these shows. I don't know if she's going to come back, though. She's old now. So Vince and Jenna also split the money. And then we get to Bananas and Sarah. Bananas won more points.
Oh, that's the other thing, by the way. Like, just to go back to that. Vince is terrible. Like, I hate Vince.
The worst. The absolute worst person.
He's terrible. It, like, you could tell from his answer that there wasn't, like, a second where he was thinking, oh, I'm going to take this money. It was like, no, we worked too hard for this. I respect my partner.
Yeah, it's a partnership.
What kind of person would I be if I were to take all of this?
Great speech from Vincent. Jonathan says that he feels like Adam being tempted by the apple, which... Wasn't it Eve who ate the apple in the Bible?
Yeah, but then she offered it to Adam.
Oh, okay. He said that and was like, I don't think that's how the story went. But, okay, you're probably right. Eventually, he says, I need to invest in my future. So I'm going to take the money and run. Bad person. Bad man.
This motherfucker. Yep. And Sarah just collapses.
Yep. As she should. Yeah, that was ridiculous.
And
she knew it was coming too.
You could tell from the look on her face. And it was... I think they were separated probably by, like, 1 point. Because TJ said it was the closest race between the two of them.
Yeah,
and
probably.
And honestly, if she hadn't gotten sick, maybe would have won between
I think it was... I don't know if it was on the show or on the reunion or, like, on the podcast that she does, but I think she said, like, it was because he stayed up longer. That's the reason he won. Like, he stood on that stump for longer, so he got those 2 points, and that was the difference maker.
Yeah, because she was in the lead before that.
Yeah. Yeah, she should have won. But she didn't.
I thought about this a little bit afterwards because I was just fucking furious watching that and watching that motherfucker try to not really even console because I don't think he's capable of that. And it's also like any reasonable person after doing something that shitty would know that they need to just clear out and know that that bridge is burnt forever. But,
right.
The fact that he would try to talk to her at all and try to be like, oh, it wasn't personal, like, you know, I put the other thing behind... I put that... You so horribly wronged me before, but I was the bigger man and put it behind me, but this is just like... Well, then you're an even bigger piece of... If you can't even say it was, like, a vindictive thing, which I know it was. That
of course
motherfucker
it was, yeah.
is so vindictive. But, guy, it's... He's a fucking piece of shit...
Yep.
Liar. They for the talking heads for everybody after that, like even Vince said,
even Vince was like, that was a shitty move there, brother.
Yeah, even his own cousin said, I would never do that.
Yeah.
Devin said that now we can see him for his true colors, which is kind of a mixture of, that's another malapropism. It's either see him for who he really is or see his true colors, but I don't, Devin, it's fine.
Still love you.
Yeah, roast that motherfucker.
Yeah.
So I thought about this. I think that we need to retire Bananas on Survivor. I don't want to see Bananas on Survivor. I don't want to see Bananas anywhere else ever. I don't ever want to see him again in my life. I don't want to hear his voice. I don't want to talk about him ever again.
But I Okay. Well, I hear what you're saying. And I also don't want to see him on Survivor. But I want to see somebody graduate to that show from this one. Fucking make it Devin. Devin on Survivor is not a good hashtag, though. So we're going to have to figure something else out. Well, that's unfortunate. But I understand.
If you want to keep going with it, you can. I'm just not going to be involved.
Well, no. If you're not into it, I'm not into it.
You've ruined this for us, Bananas.
You did a bad
one of my favorite parts of doing the show.
You did a bad thing, and we're mad at you. Yeah. So Sarah says to Bananas, "I thought we were friends." And Bananas tries to justify his move and says, "If the roles were reversed." She goes, "I wouldn't have done that.
I would never have done that to you." Yeah. And then just to hear, like, she was going to use that money to pay for grad school. Like, are you happy, you asshole?
Yeah. Well, one shining light from this is he said, "I don't know how many of these I have left in me." So if he took $250,000 and was like, "All right, peace, I'm done with this show." Fine. Sucks. I'm sorry for Sarah. I love you, but if we never have to see him again, I'll take it. Yeah, it's just a shitty
thing.
Part
of me, like, I just want to see Sarah. I almost want to see them on opposing teams on a show again so that Sarah can just get immediately do everything she can to get him out.
Yeah, I don't think she's ever coming back.
No, probably not. And that sucks, too.
Yeah. Hopefully he's never coming back either, but MTV loves him, so he probably will. But, like, at this point, I feel like all this season he's been teetering between, like, hero and villain with, like, people who watch the show. And this just cemented his villain status with everyone. Like, you go to anything MTV posts on, like, Twitter or Facebook, and just every response and comment is just like, "That was a terrible thing he did. He's a terrible person.
Fucking unconscionable. It's so awful." And he's, I had this spoiled for me because, I didn't watch it when it aired, so that's on me. But, he is on the most recent episode of the Bill Simmons podcast.
Oh.
And I, like, read the description of it, which says, like, he discusses his decision to take the money, which I was like, well, that doesn't necessarily mean they finished first, but now I know this, and I have to, I anticipate it the entire time, but it's just, like, I'm not going to listen to him talk for an hour. Fuck that. I don't want to hear him try to talk himself up and justify his actions. There's no justification for that.
Yeah. He's awful, and I don't ever want to see him again. I hope he lives a fulfilling life in his penthouse in New York. I don't want to see him on the show again.
He's a real rotten banana.
Oh my god. You didn't watch the okay. Let's get into the reunion. Bananas claims that his move was just as brutal as Sarah's move on X's 2, which, no, it wasn't.
Wrong! You were on competing teams!
Here's the thing, Johnny. On X's 2, you were the team princess on that one. You got eliminated, and you came back, and then you got eliminated again. Like, sorry, you did a worse job at this than Team Princess did this time around. That's the game. Sorry. You should feel lucky that you got a second chance. It's not. You took money from someone. Like, that goes beyond the game. So, no, it wouldn't.
Yeah, it's not just that you took money. It's that you benefited from their hard work and then took all of the gain.
Yeah. Devin tells Bananas that he wouldn't have won with anyone but Sarah. Bananas points out that he has won more finals than anyone else on the stage combined. Which isn't a necessary fact, but it's true. He's won 6, including this one. Everyone else on the stage has won a total of 5. Sarah's won 2. Wes has won 2. And Camilla's won 1. So everybody is shouting at Bananas about what a bad move he made. And he said he kind of, like, threw his hands up in the air and leaned back in his chair. And was like, "I'm a rotten banana." like, so proud of himself for saying that. Also, he was wearing a shirt that said Rotten Banana. I hate him. I hate him a whole lot.
You fucking shit heel.
Yeah. Devin says, I don't need to be on 13 challenges to know that fucking over your partner is a shitty move. Sarah says that she gave Bananas an opportunity to still win in X's 2, but he never gave her an opportunity to win the money this time around. That's it. That's all we got for the fallout from that. Devin points out that Team Princess never lost a challenge, so...
Still undefeated.
Still undefeated, yep. Except for the one time they did get eliminated. But then they came back, and so that was cool. Some other updates from after filming. Nate and Nicole dated for 6 months, and then they broke up. Who cares?
I, for one, am shocked that that relationship wasn't built to last.
I know. It seemed like it was so good when they laid in bed together or whatever. Then they play a clip of what looks like Vince and Camilla emerging from the same bathroom after hooking up, but they both deny it. So we'll see in the future what happens with that story. Camilla and Devin had a date, and it seemed very sweet. So that's good. Good for them. I hope they're happy together.
Crazy kids.
CD ROM job. At it again. Remember that?
DC graphic sex novels.
Less of a good nickname, I think. But I get it. Let's wrap up these points. Now, as you recall, I won the points segment the most recent season of Survivor. So I've got one ring to rule them all. You got 16 points overall this season. I got 10 points this season. We got points for Bananas and Sarah winning and for Devin splitting the money. You know, I knew Team Princess was going to take third, and I knew Bananas was going to win and take all the money. I knew it was going to happen, but I just didn't want to believe it.
I didn't want to believe it either. And honestly, I really believed Sarah was going to win the individual points total, and she would have if she hadn't gotten sick, so.
Yeah, but she didn't. Oh, well. This show's over now. We don't have to think about it ever again. Speaking of the season, though, another full season of TJ Lavin getting away with murder. Like, I don't... How
long will he be able to evade law enforcement with this? How long?
That's probably why they're always switching locations at the end of the season, because they're like, oh man, the cops are on to me. I gotta flee to Argentina.
Especially when he keeps sending all of those weird, like, cryptograms to to newspapers with messages that say, this is TJ Lavin, I will never stop killing.
Here is my picture of me murdering someone.
And the cryptogram, when you solve it, just says torque.
It's just like an etching of his logo.
This is a clue for where my next victim will be. Torque.
It just,
I guess it's
going to
be on the challenge
torque
again.
That's why people keep getting eliminated on the challenges, because he kills them. Whenever...
See,
like,
someone is very conspicuously absent at this reunion. What? No. You can't prove anything.
The, you know how at the end he's like, hey, you guys are really strong competitors. I'm sure we'll see you again. He's talking about himself.
Yep.
He's going to see them before they get on the plane home to murder them. I'll be seeing you again.
They're, like, whatever happened to this team? They're no longer welcome on the challenge.
Yeah.
No, but, like, where are they now? Is there a reason? They're gone.
They're gone. They're not part of the family anymore.
No need to think about them.
You can join them.
Don't concern. Yeah, if you want to go join them, fine. But otherwise, don't concern yourself with that.
Yeah, I'll join them. I liked them.
Sure.
Where are they? Yeah,
sure,
let's just all go hang out. Come with me.
I didn't mean anything by it, TJ.
This season of The Challenge is over.
Yeah. You know what? Honestly, like, the important thing is that I won. You know? I mean,
yeah.
I suffered a lot of emotional trauma to get here, but I just want to take a minute and accept this victory. Couldn't have done it without my good buddy Jake.
Yep. Yeah.
Because it takes a winner to achieve victory, but it also takes a loser to help them along the way. And Jake, you helped me a lot by making bad picks very often. So I feel like I would have won on merits anyway, but I think you just made that victory that much easier and more assured.
Well, I'm happy I could do that for you.
So yeah, thank you.
I'm glad.
You're real chum.
I'm real happy for you. How much money did you win again?
$1 million.
That's so much money. I didn't realize we had that in the budget.
You know, I moved some figures around, and I managed to find it in there.
So you just, like, broke into my bank account?
You've got $0 in there now.
Oh, man. I should really go talk to them.
Jake, like, legally, I won the points challenge.
You did win the points challenge.
And if I win the points challenge, that means I can choose to take all of the money. And in this case, all of the money is the money in your bank account.
So now you have $2 million. The $1 million you won in Las Vegas and the $1 million you stole from me.
Look, the hardest million is your first. But it just gets easier after that, especially when you just take it from someone.
Yeah, I can see that. I just wish I had $1 million. If I had $1 million, I'd be rich.
But not a real green dress.
That's cruel.
That's cruel.
That's a song called If I Had $1 million by the Bare Naked Ladies. It's a song we did not use this season on The Challenge because they did not win $1 million. They won $275 million. Nope. $275,000.
That would be an even worse. Bananas was so selfish that he couldn't take 120, like he couldn't take 135 million dollars if that
was
enough.
He wants all of them. He wants all of the money.
Bare Naked Ladies, if you wanted to be one of the credits songs for this podcast, you should have made a song called If I Had $275,000.
I want them to do a sequel song called If I Had $275 Million.
But it would just be the same lyrics, but it'd be like, I would buy you 275 green dresses.
But not real
275
green dress.
Real green dresses.
That's cruel. So yeah, we did not use either of those songs this season. Instead, because it's Rivals, we used Bitter Rivals by Sleigh Bells. You get it? Because of the word rivals.
Yes.
And then to go out, we used Mexico by Cake because they started in the country of the Mexico. It's a good song.
Very good song.
I was at the store the other day, and Second Chance by 38 Special came out, and I was like, oh, I remember this song. That was a good one. If you want to listen to that series of episodes, go back to that was the first season we did, right? Second mm-hmm. Chances?
That's correct.
It's a good season. Next season of Survivor starts September 21st. So we've got a little bit of time. But fret not. We've got some plans.
Friends, we have some irons in the fire. We've talked to you about it before. And I think next
and
week
I think we're going to talk about it again right now.
Yeah. Next week is going to be a very special episode.
Oh, yeah. We're going to learn about drugs and or sex. Oh, we're definitely going to learn about sex. Because one of the shows we're watching is called The Sex Factor, which is a show wherein they win $1 million, I think. If I had $1 million.
You are now dealing with the sex factor.
The Sex Factor is a show on X Hamster, which is a porn website I did not realize had $1 million to spare.
What a terrible name, too. X Hamster?
Yeah, I don't get it. They got some quality videos, though, from what people say.
Yeah.
People, it's like a weird, like, people are really into that website for some reason. I'm just like, they all do the same thing.
Yeah. Oh, wow, they fuck. Cool.
Cool. They fuck, and there's a video camera in the room that happens to be
on. Oh, what's on this porn site? Oh, fucking? Oh, whatever.
Oh, cool. It's like any other website. You can find porn on literally any website. The Wiggles fan club website. Do the Wiggles still exist?
They do now, and their fan site. A lot of porn.
A lot of porn. It's only porn. So we're going to be watching the first episode of The Wiggles sex tape, and also the first episode. It's a lot to watch. We're also going to watch the first episode of American Grit, and from there, we will debate and decide which episodes we will continue with. There's been one season of each, 10 episodes on each show. Here's the thing, though. Looking forward, why I'm leaning towards Sex Factor, one, seems like fucking crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Reason number two, and a more real reason, episodes are 20 minutes long, whereas American Grit is a full hour. And, like, I need those 40 minutes.
I mean, yeah, that is appealing. So, yeah, we'll report, and you decide, except you don't decide, we will decide.
We'll decide. I also think we're probably not going to predict anything, since both of the shows have already aired in their completion. So we can't.
This is a truncated thing anyway. There's no reason to get points involved.
Yeah. We're just killing time at this point. Here's a point. I'm really excited for one or both of these shows. And I've looked up some songs we can use for each of them, and it's going to be a good time.
I have some ideas myself.
Okay. I don't know where The Sex Factor was filmed, and I've tried not to look up too much about it, because I don't want to get it spoiled for me. Because it's very important that I find out who the winner of The Sex Factor is in real time. What if you watch American Grit and I watch The Sex Factor and we just compare them?
Nah.
Okay, fine. Maybe we'll pick American Grit, but I'm still watching The Sex Factor on my own if we do that. I'm just letting you know. I just feel like we're just gonna dive into some hardcore pornographic images. Which, like, cool, but also, like, what about the gameplay? I'm here for the gameplay. I didn't come here for friends. For fuck friends.
Yeah. I'm here for the gameplay, not the ass play.
There we go. So we're going to do that for the next 5 weeks. We're going to be watching those shows, one or both of them. And then after that, we're going to run through the cast list of the new season of Survivor. We're going to pick somebody from that. And then we'll go from there. But that's a month and a half from now, so we don't have to worry about it right now. I would say, this is the part where I would say, remember to use the hashtag bananas on Survivor, but he's dead to us now, so
forget to use the hashtag bananas on Survivor.
Go into your Twitters, your Instagrams, your Facebooks, your other websites, anywhere you wrote bananas on Survivor, delete the post. We don't want it. Do you think that if we're like, no, Bananas, don't be on Survivor, he will end up going out for Survivor?
I'm sure he will, yeah. I'm sure that's what's going to happen.
Oh, last thing about the show, I will say, on Sarah's podcast, she was saying that it was all part of the plan, all part of production's plan for Bananas to take all the money, because in the beginning, when they were pairing up, TJ said that Sarah made the most cunning move in challenge history, and he used the exact same wording when he revealed the twist. So in Banana's mind, he was like, oh, I'm the most cunning challenge player. So, like, pretty clever production. But also, who cares? That show's over, and we're done talking about it. I have another podcast. Yeah, I've got another podcast called The Crash Test Podcast. We have a Twitter. It's called DYWSLN. My Twitter is Jake Scheidel. Tomas.
You already know. You already know. Personal Twitter.
Yeah, follow it. It's good. Yeah, it's good. I think I retweeted you yesterday. Something you said made me laugh.
Yeah, I'm a pretty funny guy.
Hey, what did the mushroom say when he got to the party? I'm a pretty fun guy. we're on Facebook. If you want to like that page, do so. We don't ever update it, but, you know, if somebody's checking out your profile, they'll be like, oh, they like this podcast. Right?
Show your support.
Yeah.
Remember to subscribe and to rate us 5 stars and to leave us a positive review.
Yep. Please don't leave us a negative review. We're very sensitive.
Also, now, I don't know why we haven't been doing this before, but make sure that you sign all of your reviews, Survivor host Jeff Probst.
Yeah, because we know he's the only one listening. Jeffrey, you haven't left a review yet. We do have one.
We haven't even gotten a single email from you, Jeff.
Yeah, what is that about? Do you think maybe he's not listening? No, that couldn't be the case.
Impossible.
We named a show after his show. He's got to be listening. We do have one review in the iTunes store since I last saw. Don't remember what it says, but it's a good one. If people are like, oh man, I want to leave a review, but I don't know what to say. What should they? What do you have any ideas for them? What they can write?
I love this podcast. I like it better than all of the other podcasts. I give it a big thumbs up. Survivor host Jeff Probst.
If you can, like, go into your account and change your name to some variation on Jeff Probst, that would be much appreciated. So do that. Review our show. Sign it. Your pal, Jeff Probst.
Yeah, change your iTunes profile to, like, the real Jeff Probst.
And then Jeff
Probst. I'm saying this specifically to Jeff Probst, just so yeah. that you can clearly.
So people
like,
know that it's you.
People know that it's you.
Jeffrey, I don't know why you haven't done this yet.
And, you know, if you have any clones that also want to leave reviews, mm-hmm. we're fine with that, too.
Ooh, here's an idea. Remember House of Cosby's? House of Jeff Probst.
Oh, that'd be me. I would be the one that would take a hair from Jeff Probst and would clone him a million times.
All right, before we get on that tangent, I gotta go, so let's finish this up. I really have to poop right now. So as always, have a great summer.
Deuces. I had a match, but she had a lighter. I had a flame, but she had a fire. I was bright, but she was much brighter. I was high, but she was the sky. Oh, baby, I was bound for Mexico. Oh, baby, I was bound to let you go. It's all about, but I say I want you, and you don't believe me. You say you want me, but I've got my doubts. Oh, baby, I was bound for Mexico. Oh, baby, I was bound to let you go. We'll be right back.
But she had a lighter, I had a flame. But she had a fire, I was bright. But she was much brighter, I was high. But she was the sky. Oh, baby, I was bound for Mexico.